Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are we recording? We good?
Yeah, I just had to make sure. Sorry about that.
Mike Banger, we live.
Children above ages, you are now tuned in to the world's most dangerous podcast. I want all the smoke. Yeah, and we're not doing the whisper smokes no more.
Smoke.
I'm surrounded by two distinguished gentlemen. Who's with me?
You got your boy Idol.
You got your boy Thaddeus, a.k.a. No More AKAs.
I feel like they should already know. It's like, who's with me? I feel like the audience should be like, Idol, Daddy. I think, like, we need a live show where you just start screaming out niggas' names and shit like that. I think that'd be fun. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up a live show, and it's just going to be us sitting on stage.
Nice.
Bitches screaming our name and showing their titties and shit. That's it.
That's what I want. How you guys been, man? How was your guys' week?
Oh, mine was mad chilling. I did a lot of chilling.
But I was pretty much the same. I just relaxed.
Nice.
How was my week? It was a long-ass week. It was a long week.
Did any of y'all watch the fights or watch any basketball?
Yo, no. I didn't watch the fight, but I did see that nigga break his leg on... like ESPN on the highlights and shit. That shit crazy.
Replay?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the replays?
Fuck. Yeah, that
motherfuckers is like getting pleasure out of his loss. That's just wild to me. Like, they love that McGregor loss. Like, regular humans like us are celebrating this man's defeat. Like, it's crazy. That's what...
The only thing I'd say is that just he was like real cocky.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why Adrian... Because personally, I was looking at it from a different perspective. I was more looking at it from the fact of like, well, if he wins, it's good for the sport. He's a live draw. You know what I mean? He's going to have more big fights, which he always brings a circus, right? So I actually wanted to see him do well,
yeah,
even though he talked trash. But then Adrian was just like, yo, I'm happy he got fucked up. Like, she was like, karma. Like, everybody's talking about karma. And then I went back and he was like,
oh, he's
did you even hear what he's, did you hear the shit? Did you hear the shit he was talking after he broke his leg? Like, did you guys see that clip?
No.
Yeah, wasn't he saying, like, yo, he broke his leg and he's like yelling at, call it a doctor.
Yeah, he's like, it's a medical stoppage. It's a medical stoppage.
Medical stoppage.
And then he's like, give me the mic. And then when he got to the mic, he's on the ground and he's just like, fuck you. And he's like, yo, your wife is in my DMs and fucking all this shit.
Yeah, he was going.
Your wife is in me DMs.
So
I've seen that meme all week, and I was like, what the fuck?
Your wife is in my DMs. Yeah, like,
okay.
Sorry, say that.
That makes sense now.
Say that again, Will.
I was just saying, is that how karma works, though? Like, motherfuckers ain't allowed to be cocky and braggadocio no more? Like, everybody has to be humble? Like, that would take the fun out of shit, wouldn't it?
No, but it just...
I know he got humbled real quick, he was real cocky, he was real full of himself, he needed to be, and it's like, bro, what are you talking about? Like I don't understand, I don't understand, and like, and everybody's like, karma, I'm like, no, how is it, karma isn't waiting for to stop a motherfucker from talking about a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh,
and I thought, the whole point of karma was equality. Like, I say, I call you a piece of shit, I get hit by a bus, niggas are just like, karma, nigga, karma.
Karma.
It's like, he died, though. Like, I don't know if the punishment fits the crime. Like, he talks some shit, hyping up a fight, which needed hyping, which is what they do. And then when he loses, niggas are like, glad he broke his leg.
Karma.
Career might be over. They're just like, karma. I'm like, he's trying to save
you. Good for you, you piece of shit. I'm glad. It's like, bro, you know what? And that's why I feel like if I was ever like the world's best at something, the only thing people are going to come out is to see me lose. at what I'm the best at. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, whether it's boxing or MMA or my fucking coachable racing or whatever the fuck it is.
Fuck, because for every dude that loves you, someone gotta hate.
Tickets. Yeah, no one, and a lot of the people that buy tickets to your shows are the motherfuckers that hate you, and they just want to see you fail, and they just, like, the same thing as that whole, like, with LeBron.
Like, the, yeah.
LeBron gets out of the, LeBron's not cocky, and he's not cocky, but he's nothing close to McGregor.
No.
But as soon as the Lakers lost in the playoffs, motherfuckers were celebrating. Yeah, he deserves that shit. Fucking LeBron done it. It's like, what?
Yeah,
what do you mean, fucking LeBron?
Why? Because and the thing is LeBron's one of the hardest workers. Because honestly, yeah. I had that teenage hate. Because you know when you're like a teen, and you just like, I used to just hate niggas because like, they got bitches. Like, the bitches that I'm hanging with love them. Like, so just show me fucking new kids and I'll show you an angry young T. Like, fuck those niggas. Because girls always, that's all they'd be about. And I'd be like, yo, fuck them niggas, man. Like,
fuck them niggas, them new name niggas. It's the same reason I feel like people just hate on Drake. Like, there's motherfuckers that haven't even listened to Drake's music, be like, fuck Drake. You don't like it. It's like, nigga, because he's getting bitches and selling records.
Exactly.
Like, how does that make you upset? Like, is your life any that much worse off because Drake sold 2 million copies of fucking whatever? It's like, motherfuckers, he's coming out with an album called Certified Lover Boy. That's so fucked up. How does his album name affect you, bro? He's not even taking pussy from you. If anything, he's giving pussy a reason to get with the Drake listener. You know, like, what I'm saying?
I don't understand. Like, dudes just be hating like that. So,
so
you know what I think is funny too? You know what I think is funny too? When he was fighting Mayweather, he was like the young white hope. Like, people loved his ass, man. They were like, yeah, like, go, McGregor's gonna do it. Like, the way they just flip and turn, like, quick.
Because Mayweather was cockier than McGregor.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, so,
and let's be honest, they wanted to see Mayweather get beat by a white dude.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Deep down inside, they
see?
Wanted,
the hatred they is the root.
I'm sure. I'm sure there was a lot of that, but I think everyone just wants to see the giant fall. You know, it could have been.
I think that definitely is a thing.
I agree with that.
Everybody wants to see the giant fall. Everybody,
especially when
everybody
the Giants like
the
cocky. He's not even like. Like, if it's like a people's champ type character, then maybe not. But when, like, those two characters there.
But you know what you need? Half of these dudes wouldn't be in these positions in sports and fighting and everything if they didn't fucking genuinely think they were the best.
You need a bad guy.
And who's to say that they have to be humble? Why do they have to be humble?
I just don't know why not being humble means karma fucking breaks your leg and takes your career. I think it's just deep. Right? That's deep. That's deep.
And not just the regular breaking. Like, that dude, his leg, his whole fibula was fucked up.
It was flopping.
But tell you the truth, that's actually good.
Breaking
your leg like that, you rather do that than, like, break it at a joint. You
up,
know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
Up high like that, you mean?
Yeah, like, when you
get,
like,
the bone can just heal and you're good.
Yeah.
I'd much rather not break it at all. And a lot of motherfuckers, it seems like someone leg getting broken every week in UFC.
True. Oh God, every week. Like, I remember I remember watching the UFC a few months ago and it was like three breaks. Like, niggas just broke up everything. Like, everything. It was crazy. Arms and shit.
It might have been because they stopped putting fluoride in the water. Or started. I don't know. One of the two.
I could see that being a viable reason. I could see that.
I don't know.
That sounds like
niggas ain't drinking their milk.
That sounds like a whole podcast topic.
Fluoride in the water? Yeah. It just reminded me of someone posted something about fucking the mask mandate, and it something along the lines of the Jews being led to the furnaces.
Don't get
shit.
Me started.
And it was like the equation of us agreeing to wear a mask to that. And I just looked at it, I'm like, and I'm back off of Facebook. Like, get the fuck. That's what that fucking shit reminded me of. Everything, but that's your. At the end of the day, you could really equate anything to Nazi Germany, and you won that. It's nobody else. Man, they keep raising the cell phone bill. And if you keep paying it, look what Hitler did to the Jews.
Yeah, like... Shit. Yo, Nazi Germany is like the fucking modern-day boogeyman, nigga. Like, that's just like, you don't want to be in Nazi Germany.
That's the go-to. Everybody's a sheep. And then it's like, everybody's posting out, everybody's a sheep, but they posting it on Facebook. And I feel like the irony's lost on these people.
I know, where when it's
you're
like...
you're posting about sheep, but you're bad in your phone on Facebook.
I always said that, man.
Especially...
you trying to be unique isn't unique, nigga. Everybody's trying to be unique. Relax.
You know, especially the people that are bitching about, like, you know, Big Brother watching, and they're like, yo, you don't know they're tracking. They're going to use the vaccine to track you. You're like, yes. And you're saying this on your iPhone that you agree to terms that they can track every fucking thing that you just wrote. But you of all people, you're fine. You're fine. As long as
you know what? You know what? They have people who fight wars. Soldiers that trained with generals for years. Like, these guys are boys and shit. They lose them in the field of battle. If only there was a way to track every human on the fucking planet, it would be easy to, like, don't you think they'd already be using this for military? There'd be no missing in action, nigga. They'd just have everybody chipped. It'd be easy as
Where's Johnson? Aw, damn.
Well, it's a good thing we know where Tavis is. He appears to be jerking off in his bedroom.
How do you know he's jerking off? Well, he just bought the Apple Watch and his RPMs are going all the way to fuck up. This nigga's heart rate's at 112, nigga.
But, you know, Johnson, who fucking has completed 6 integral missions, we don't know. We lost him. He might be.
So he'll show up.
It's just funny that, you know, people don't realize, like, where would you really use this technology first? Like, there would be no more missing in actions. There'd be no more nothing. Like, you shoot one nigga with a tracker dart, boom, you know where he is forever.
That's it.
Like, that's it. Like, you fucking, everybody. Could you imagine that?
Through the vaccine.
God damn.
What do you mean chips and everybody through the vaccine? Nigga, my GPS barely works in Somerset. You gonna tell me this fucking
when I go in the basement, I might lose bars. Like, right? And you're telling me that you got some shit in me. That's and you know your body naturally rejects shit.
Yeah.
So, like, it actively fight it. But nah, man. They figured it out.
It's crazy. I don't know, man. These motherfuckers. That was my phone. I should put that shit on vibrate. I had something I was going to say. I forgot, though. But if you do have a chip in you, probably the best thing, or maybe not the best thing to do, is to call a priest and get it exercised from your body.
Whoa, what a segue.
Exercise from your body. And speaking of exorcism.
Yes. Well, okay, so
Hold on. We gotta do it. That should be the new anthem. Segway. Yo, am I on a delay? Because I said that like,
you know, you gotta steal. You are on a delay.
Oh,
don't. You know, you almost
this is fucked up right now.
You have to do it like the Sega. You have to steal the Sega theme, though. It's got to be to that Sega theme, you know? Remember the Sega? That's where I stole that from.
Sega. I was trying to do like the bad boy, like Segway.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where's Segway at?
But that was a pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. It was a good segue, but I was going to say, though, I was going to say niggas talking about they're going off the fucking grid, but they just didn't pay their phone bill for the last month. And then they come back being like, yeah, I was off the grid.
Yeah, because they couldn't pay. That's good shit.
That's a horrible. I should have said that before the segue. That was timing's everything.
That was still a good segue, ladies and gentlemen. Regardless. So last week I didn't get to do it, but a couple weeks ago I had watched the new Conjuring movie, because if anybody knows, I'm a big horror buff, so... and it was The Devil Made Me Do It. And at the end of that, they had like tapes of real exorcisms, and the movie's about exorcisms. So I was like, well, shit, let's, you know what I mean? I wanted to kind of delve more into exorcism. I thought it would be a great show topic. So I did prepare a little something. I'm going to that just probably fucked up all your editing, nigga. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But I'm going to get ready. You know what I mean? Kick back if you got like yourself a drink, or you got fatty, you know, you got your gold glass. Oh, it's not a gold glass today. Or if you got your White Claw, you know, like, well, get that shit ready. Oh, Budweiser. Actually, I was looking at those White Claws because they're low calories. But anyways, So I'm gonna get into this. So I was watching The Conjuring and I thought it'd be fun to delve into demonic possession. The idea
Oh, yeah, that sounds like fun.
the idea for this show came from the supposed real clips of possessions at the end of the movie, which made me curious as the into the Warren story. So I decided to dig a little deeper. So first, I'm going to start off by talking about what demonic possession is. So demonic possession is the belief in spirits and that they have the ability to control the living. Those who claim to be possessed usually experience symptoms such as loss of bodily control, missing memories, and distorted realities. The demonic possession you normally hear about is rooted in Catholicism. They usually differentiate ordinary satanic influence, which is everyday temptations, you know what I mean? So like lust, envy, all that shit. An extraordinary satanic activity, which can take up to 6 different forms, ranging from complete control by Satan or demons to voluntary submission. So the 6 forms are possession. Satan takes full control. Obsession, where sudden attacks and irrational obsessive thoughts, usually resulting in suicidal ideation. There's oppression, where you have no loss of consciousness or involuntary action, but it's kind of like the Book of Job, where he's tormented by Satan through a series of misfortunes. You could have external physical pain. You could have infestation, where it infects your house, things, or animals, or subjection, which is where a person actually invites Satan into him. So for my topic today, because again, the movie kind of focuses on possession, that's what I'm going to focus on. So the Catholic Church has an official protocol called the Roman Ritual, which is the official ritual works of the Roman Rite of the Catholic Church. It contains all the services which may be performed by a priest or deacon. And in it, true demonic possession has been characterized since the Middle Ages by 4 characteristics. So if you've watched any movies or something like that, there are certain characteristics that you have to display before the true kind of Vatican comes in and like performs an exorcism. So the first one is feats of strength. I've got a couple of little clips that I'm going to play.
This is like Festivus.
What's that?
Is it like Festivus? You guys don't watch Seinfeld? Festivus is like the feats of strength.
No, I didn't.
The airing of the grievances. Frank Costanza's replacement for Christmas.
No, I never watched that episode. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't really watch too much Seinfeld. So, but
well, I guess that joke was lost
these. So yeah, all the clips that I found, there was only 2 that I had to use, unfortunately, that were kind of like, what's the word when they like make up the setting? Fuck, I can't think of it right now. Reenactments. Yeah. So a couple of them were like reenactment kind of material, but some of these are real clips and real priests talking. So the ones that aren't real, I'll preface that, or you'll know because they come from movies or something like that. So this is a priest talking about the first thing that an exorcism has to have, which is feats of strength. That's the first clip. That's the clip about, oh shit!
Daniel, you left.
Yo,
he pushed the wrong button.
Y'all make fun of me.
He closed out all what? That stuff because you do it every time. No, you don't just do it once.
Y'all niggas do it a lot too.
You do it every time. That's why we make.
I can't believe it.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
What are you, Thaddeus?
I did straight. Yeah. Well, it's not. I'm sharing video. I'm sharing my screen and I accidentally clicked disconnect when I meant to hit stop share. So. I do apologize. That was a straight thaddy moment. So that is the first thing that they basically, one of the criteria that you have to have in order to be deemed that you're possessed. The next one.
So feats of strength. The strength of 5 men.
5.
Well, it says
so
5 individuals.
This is a priest talking about
their size, right? So if you're like a 5'1" girl, you're going to have the strength of 5 5'1" girls. If you're a 6'5" man, you're going to have the strength of 5 6'5" men.
Yeah.
It's
so
an odd unit of measurement.
And this is actually a priest saying this. So do you guys feel any validity to any of this? Or do you think like these guys are just making some of this shit up?
I wouldn't say that they're making it up, but the church, I mean, they said from the beginning of time, the church, they have a history of just throwing... the devil and witchcraft.
Everything from the church is made up.
They didn't understand or they just didn't like. It's like, oh, she's a lesbian. That's witchcraft. We got to burn her. If she doesn't burn, she's not a witch. If she burns, she was always a witch. She's like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. And I still, and I don't know, maybe they still do it. Maybe, I mean, Uncle Dave, they might have snuck in some PCP.
True. So
they've got the strength of five men.
So the next thing that they say that you have to, the next thing that you have to show, because remember, they're saying that these are supposed to be authentic. So the next criteria is you have to be able to speak in tongues. So this is kind of a reenactment. I couldn't actually find somebody actually speaking in tongues, but I did find this. So this is kind of what the whole speaking in tongues things sounds like. You'll hear her start in a second. So basically the person has to be able to speak in tongues, which is that, or know languages that they wouldn't normally know.
Hold on.
This girl's name is Princess Child of the Highest. Wait. What?
So the person being possessed has to speak in tongues?
Yes. Or speak either in tongues or languages that they couldn't know.
Yeah, so speaking in tongues is not really like, I went to a Pentecostal church.
It's not really a language.
Yeah,
I even heard somebody and it sounded literally like that. Like they were like skibbity bitty, and I was like, okay, that doesn't sound like.
I went to a Pentecostal church and literally we had to do this every Sunday. Like you go to church.
You had to speak in tongues.
Yeah, every
speak
Sunday.
Speak in tongues?
Every Sunday. That's like Pentecostal churches, like that's the night of the Pentecost was the first time the Christians ever spoke in tongues. And that's basically what that church is based off of, is becoming so engulfed in prayer that you just start mumbling.
How did that feel?
So did you find the Spirit actually came over you?
Fuck no.
Oh my goodness. Why were you even there? This thing was in the back with horns and packs. Oh, nigga. Like, just waiting for the shit to end.
You're adamant on the no. That's a good
At the time, you keep in mind, this is how I grew up. So I thought this is normal, right? Like, you go to church, everyone's praying. And then by the end of the prayer, everyone's like, shalom, alam, 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 and you just start mumbling. And you're just like, I guess I'll do that too. And you just did it because everyone else was doing it. But there was never a moment where I was like, I'm out of control. It's just the Holy Spirit speaking through me. And you never felt that people were losing. Even the pastor, when he was doing it, he was totally in control. He was just...
Do you think that there's a strength in the fact that they, like, you obviously just locked in step? Like, there must be some sort of suggestion for you to just automatically pick that up. Maybe the lessons they're teaching you are...
No, it's because I'm a child and I'm just doing what adults are telling me to fucking do. The moment I went through puberty, I was like,
They told you to speak in tongues?
Of course, So
what, they were like, yo, speak gibberish.
Yeah. Okay, it's a little bit different for Catholics because every other Christian, sect of Christianity.
Faith
of Christianity acknowledges the Pentecost and speaking in tongues, but they don't practice it on a regular basis and definitely not. Like Catholics are the most conservative type of Christians versus like, Pentecostals, which are like the most like evangelical, you know, the hallelujah, praise Jesus.
Yeah.
So they're like at complete different spectrums.
Go on. I was just saying that some of those devout, like some of those who are like extremely devout, it's crazy.
Are you talking the devout Catholics or devout evangelicals?
Catholics.
Yeah, so...
And even Christians.
I mean, they're all Christians, but like a Catholic.
Yeah.
Catholics in their normal practice don't speak in tongues and don't practice the Pentecost. Whereas I grew up in a Pentecostal church where that was like the cornerstone of our church was speaking in tongues. So I just know
speaking in tongues.
Yeah, that was
so like okay. So how, so was it like something that they? So was it something that they actually told you to do? Like they were like, all right, listen, he's gonna get to these parts, and when you start to get to these parts, we want you to speak gibberish.
It wasn't scripted, but it was kind of basically told us like, hey, we're gonna get into this prayer, and if you feel the Holy Ghost come over you, feel free to speak in tongues. And basically,
and they call it speaking in tongues. Like they don't have like a special name for it or something.
No, just,
no. Speaking in tongues is the name.
Yeah.
Like they don't call. Oh, so I thought like, well, speaking in tongues. I feel like if it was like what they.
Oh, like the Latin word or some shit. Are you trying to look for like, right
what
now?
Do? Oh, this is what we do. It's called djibouti.
So basically,
see this nigga always. Okay, we brought up speaking in tongues. And his went to Djibouti. Name for it was Djibouti, and he, no, Djibouti. And he
which is just an Ethiopian
we
city.
We're the ones who won't leave the ass little eating alone. Meanwhile, this nigga speaking else, in tongues yeah. at Djibouti. Like seriously,
y'all think it's keep going? I'm like, I'm
go, I like that.
I'm gonna grab a face cloth and another fucking.
He's talking Djibouti.
Another beer. Y'all niggas is stupid. I'm back. Keep talking about it though. Keep going. Keep going.
No. You really leave it?
He's gonna go speak tongues, speak in tongues in somebody's booty.
But as you were saying,
yeah, and Will was actually asking if there's like an actual special word for it. And basically, it is in the Christian Bible. There was the night of the Pentecost where the Holy Spirit came and visited the disciples, and they became so engulfed in prayer, and the Holy Spirit took over them that they started speaking a language that didn't exist. Basically, they just started mumbling, and they instead of like actually saying their prayer in words, their mouth had no control, and their Holy Spirit was communicating directly with God. So the special word for that could be called, you know, Night of the Pentecost.
Night of the Pentecost. And so, again, you felt absolutely nothing ever.
Yeah, I mean, if I did, I think you just tell yourself these things. Keep in mind, I was probably like a blindly faithful Christian from the ages of 0 till, let's say, 9 or 12. And then in my teenage years, I was kind of like, I was still totally Christian, but I was like, you know, your brain works. So you start questioning things a lot and you're like, well, that doesn't really sense. This doesn't really make sense, but like, yeah, growing up, you just that was all. And keep in mind, I went to not only did I grow up in a Pentecostal church, the church had a private Christian school, so I went to the school 5 days a week. You got Saturday off, then you go to church on Sunday, so I'm around Pentecostal Christians 6 days a week.
Did they teach you speaking in tongues in the school?
Did they teach you how to?
No, basically they just told you like when you feel the Holy Spirit
class.
Like there was no like instruction. They're just like whatever sounds come to make that whatever you feel
comes over you.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's wild.
So
apparently that's demonic.
That was the second one though. So the third one, and again, we're talking about what you the symptoms you had to display to the church for them to actually think that you're possessed. So we had feats of superhuman strength, we had speaking in tongues, which I don't know. I guess languages you couldn't know would be more valid because speaking in tongues sounds like it could just be done by anybody.
Yeah, and it's weird that they would say that because speaking in tongues in Christianity is a holy thing. It's not demonic.
That's crazy though. You imagine like you was like studying like French just to like impress like your girl or something like that. You're gonna take her on a trip. You're studying French. You taking these classes. You got the English to French translation dictionary. You conjugating verbs, and all of a sudden you go to your girl. You be like, "Je t'ai vu, va va ta." Like, oh my god, he's possessed. And then they just call and hold and strap you down to the motherfucker.
Nobody ever heard you do it before because you were trying to be mad suave, and then all of a sudden they're like tying you down and starving you and shit.
This nigga's possessed. Get him. How do you know he's possessed? Well, he's been going to the gym. He's stronger than five motherfuckers his size. Well, the second one, he knows a language that he should not know.
He's speaking a tongue exactly. In Djibouti.
In Djibouti.
So the third one, the third criteria that you had to follow was, is you had to have a revelation of knowledge, distant or hidden, that the victim could not know. So you see this a lot in movies. Again, I don't know how you would ever really prove this one, so I had to go with a quote from a movie. One of my favorite movies, which is why I'm using it. We have The Exorcist.
The Exorcist, one of my favorite
movies. So the reason why I play that is because, remember, she keeps it revealing facts about his mom and like how his mom died that she couldn't have known, which is one of the reasons why they came to the real conclusion that Reagan was possessed, which is the girl's name in The Exorcist. So that's why I just wanted to use that one, just to kind of reflect that. So the last one, and this is where some of the clips kind of get a little bit different. You have to also display a blasphemous rage, which can include obscene hand gestures, using profanity, or an aversion to holy symbols, relics, or places.
Oh, I know a clip you're going to play.
The clip that I have right here, this is a clip that I found. It was from an exorcism in Italy. It was on October 7th, 2019, in which a priest is asking the demon what power the rosary has over him. The demon responds that although it's a simple prayer, you're going to see exactly what the demon says. This isn't in English, but you will get to see exactly kind of what a demon would say when it comes to it. So here, let me just find my mouse here. I apologize. I don't know why my mouse disappeared. So there you can see the demon is basically saying like rosaries and shit. So that's supposed to actually be a real exorcism. It doesn't sound like that. He's convinced. You're not convinced, Daddy?
No.
Anyways, I you know what? I'm not actually convinced either. If anybody knows me, I'm not like super religious. So
I'm not super religious either, and I'm not 100% convinced. But I tell you right now, there's a few things in this world that I will not fuck with. And devil shit is something I won't fuck with. Even though I'm not hugely superstitious, I'm
I'm not
religious.
Here to mock it. Like, I'm not gonna mock anything.
Yo,
I'll mock the shit out of it. I don't give a flying
yes,
fuck.
Yes, you will. Shit, and then we get you. See, you snatched up like fucking
never.
So then you don't believe in God. So you no longer believe in God at all. Anyways, those are some of the questions we're gonna go over at the end. Those are some of the questions we're gonna go over at the end. So whether or not you believe in God, et cetera, et cetera. So. Nowadays, the Catholic Church is reluctant to call something demonic possession, placed on the fact that it can be explained in most cases by physical or mental illness alone. Therefore, people are usually physically and psychologically examined before any major exorcism takes place. An exorcist must be morally certain, or it is beyond any reasonable doubt, before they call a case genuine. Just as an interesting note, because when I was reading on all of this stuff, I found that in many traditional African religions, possessing demons are not necessarily harmful or evil, but they're seeking to punish the misconduct of the living. So I thought that was kind of interesting, because in like Christianity, it's always like the spirits are super evil. You know what I mean? Where this one, it's kind of more retributive. I find that in a lot of kind of ethnicities, it's always like paying you back for your bad deeds. You know what I mean? Never just wanting to hurt or harm you. So...
You is for them cocky motherfuckers. It's some leg break. Oh, you want to be cocky? You want to be cocky? Bad juju. Bad juju. I'm breaking your leg. That's what it is.
So, next I'm going to go over a couple of notable cases of possession that I looked up while I was kind of doing this research into some of the demonic stuff. The first one I wanted to point out, these were ones that I thought were particularly interesting or could add to the discussion later. The first one is Martha Brosser. She was a French woman in 1556. Her torments included shortness of breath, the ability to stick her tongue out unreasonably far. That was one of the reasons why they said she was possessed. God damn, I didn't mean possessed, bitch. No, I'm just kidding. the gnashing of teeth. The gnashing of teeth. And she would
gnashing is like, or is nothing?
Yeah, I think it's
I think it's like,
Yeah, I can't remember which one's. I can't remember which one's
gnashing. Is like
gnarling.
Like,
I'm gonna need
clapping,
a
like
click, 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 yeah. click. Like, okay, yeah. yeah. And she would like writhe her mouth and body parts. She would also speak.
She would what? Writhe her.
Writhe her mouth.
They picked up a hoe.
Writhe her mouth and contort her body parts.
So basically, this bitch was.
She could speak with her mouth shut.
That's what she was doing.
She could speak with her mouth shut.
Yeah.
She could speak with her mouth shut.
Shut yeah. with what?
But it was a parlor trick. It was a parlor trick in the end. In the end, so she was called. In the end, she was called a fraud because they found out that she could speak with her mouth shut, like she knew how to control her breath or whatever. You know, probably you remember back in the day, dummies when they would have that. I can't remember what they called it.
Ventriloquist
or throwing your voice. Remember, no one does that nowadays. What happened? That's like a lost art. I found like if you could do that shit back in the day, it was like for some reason
because none of them got pussy. None of them got pussy. They died off, bro. Yeah, they couldn't procreate. The new ventriloquists were not being born.
And also the priest came in with regular water and told her it was holy water and it like agitated her. So then
fake
shit.
The priest came with a placebo?
Yeah.
The nigga came with a placebo?
Mr. Good Stuff says Jeff Dunham is the only one left. True that.
That's that Canadian dude, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, the priest came with a placebo. That's gangster, though. Like, oh, you possess? Here's some holy water. It's like Dr. Pepper. bitch.
So the next big case is one that I'm sure if you haven't heard of, you've heard of it in some form. And that is in 1968, Anneliese Michael, a German woman who underwent 67 Catholic exorcism rites during the year before her death. She was the real life Emily Rose. So if you guys have seen the movie Exorcism of Emily Rose, none of y'all seen that movie?
I heard of it though.
Well, Exorcism of Emily, basically the case is about someone who they thought was possessed. And after they came to the conclusion that she was, Mr. Good Stuff seen it. After they came to the conclusion that she was, they did things like tie her down and all of that stuff because she was doing all of the, you know, possessive things, gnashing her teeth, having hallucinations, contorting her body. And she actually ended up dying of malnutrition and dehydration.
Did they feed her water?
She wouldn't eat and stuff because she was possessed, right? Like, and so they actually said that she was having like an epileptic moment. Well, what? Daddy's got... Why is that? He got some creepy shit happening in the back when we're talking about demons. That was creepy, guy. I was like, why? Why does Daddy have some creepy shit happening? Yo, guy, you got like...
We're talking about like demons and like exorcism, and then all you can see is like your face in the crack. And they're like, yo.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What the fuck? That was crazy.
That was creepy, guy. That was creepy. I didn't like it.
Yo, how you scared me?
If I had more planning time, I was gonna do something like that in the back. So I'm glad that you did.
Yo,
so,
but Thaddy, your girl Haitian, so she knows what we're talking about. Right
yeah,
now.
The way you trouble, does she bro. Have like dreads or something? The way it was just yeah. like
she has like a little passion twist. Like half dread, half braid thing going on.
Oh, because it just looked like some crazy voodoo in the background.
It did.
After all that mocking you did, like, I thought you were dunny, guy. I was waiting for, like,
whoa, karma's like, real, eh?
You're in trouble.
No, but anyways, yeah, she died of malnutrition and dehydration, and of course the priest and her family got charged with murder because they said, hey, man, if you would have called a professional... You know what I mean? We could have saved her life, right? But she went through an exorcism. So this is some of... And this one... this is the Anneliese Michael one.
Is it creepy?
It's mad creepy. This is the one... I don't know. It leaves me... So they found at least 6 demons inside her. And so here are some of the demons. This is her just regular. So... I don't know. Like I said, and you know what? That is one of the questions that I did bring up because, you know, depending on if it is certain mental things, like why is it always got to be mad negative? I don't know. Why does demons always got to talk like that? I guess. Those are the 4 criteria like, that you basically.
Could I, Mike?
No. Sorry. We're going over the cases right now. Pardon me?
Why couldn't a demon just be like, "Good day, mate. I'd like to go do some
demon
rubbish shit and."
What, nigga?
She
some decent rubbish shit.
She ended up dying of malnutrition and dehydration, for which her parents and priests were convicted of the negligent homicide. They found in the end it was actually an undiagnosed brain tumor. In 2013, a fire broke out. The fire broke out in her house, and although the local police said it was a case of arson, of course locals attributed it to the exorcism. Then in we're getting through these. And then in 1974, there was a case of a man named Michael Taylor who worked as a butcher when his wife Christine stated to a Christian fellowship group that his relationship with the leader of the group was sexual in nature. He eventually admitted that he felt an evil within him. He received absolution, but still his actions became more and more erratic. As a result, ministers were called in, and an all-night ceremony, they believed they had cast out 40 demons inside Taylor and allowed Taylor to go home. While at home, Taylor brutally murdered his wife with his bare hands, tearing out her eyes and tongue and nearly tearing off her face. He then strangled their poodle, and he was found later by police in the middle of the street naked and covered in blood. He was later acquitted on grounds of insanity. So, that's another one. And then we start to get into some more of the Ed and Lorraine cases. In 1981, there was also a trial of Arnie Cheyenne Johnson, also known as the Devil Made Me Do It case. This was one of the first cases where they said the devil made me do it. It was the first case in the United States where the defense sought to prove innocence based upon the defendant's claim of demonic possession. Arnie was convicted of first-degree manslaughter for killing his landlord. According to the testimony, an 11-year-old boy named David Glatzel had allegedly played host to a demon, and the family decided to enlist the aid of the Warrens to help. After several days, the demon fled the child's body and took up residence in Arnie. The Warrens wrote a book about it called The Devil in Connecticut. So if you watch a lot of horror movies, you'll know that Devil in Connecticut movie. It's funny how so much cases really revolve around them. So
how many cases revolve around their intellectual properties,
their intellectual properties,
and their bank account before they die? That's all I gotta say. Cases that revolve around their books, literature, and freaking they got a fucking.
But
MCU,
she did call the media many times and stated herself things were real. So if that's not proof, she just calls up. She's like, if that's not proof of this, that's not all the proof you need.
Yo, quick question though.
Anyways, so this is the exorcism of David.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't. In the case of the devil made me do it, did they get off?
Mm-hmm. Which is the one we're going over right now.
Okay, gotcha.
I think I can't remember if here. Hold on. I think he did get convicted. So I think he ended up being guilty for it. Or it was insanity or something like that.
Okay.
But
isn't that
in the movie, you do see that they exorcise the little boy and they what were you saying?
Sorry, this delay is fucking up the whole conversation, but don't you find it like a weird kind of, I don't want to know if it's irony or a little bit of hypocrisy, that they induct so much God into, you know, liberty and like the law and the way we conduct society, but then if God can be everything, why can't the devil be an excuse to do bad things?
Because I think they inject God into things as a form of morality behind the government to give the government a piece of morality. So when they say in God we trust, they're not really saying in God we trust, they're saying in morals we trust, right? So the morality of things are basically they don't take another person's life. So you can't invoke the devil made me do it, because that's not the polar opposite of morality.
Immorality we trust. Once you say in God we trust, then you have to believe in the devil too, no?
Yeah,
no, because you separate church and state by including it at the same time, and that's the way you get more constituents to vote for you, because you have people who don't believe in church and state, and you have people who can't separate church and state, and that's how you get a government like they have in the United States of America.
And you have to remember that one of the biggest things about the whole, as far as religion and God, is the moral framework, right? So they have to include it, because that's why these things are wrong, that they're telling us are wrong.
True, but I feel like if you can say in God we trust, and I swear on the Holy Bible that I'm telling the truth, and God is permitted into the courtroom, the devil has to be permitted into the courtroom as well. I don't know how you can have one without the other.
Well, it's having, well, you're not having.
And I get it's it. Like, I,
if you, actually, do, if you I get, do something, you're putting it into it. You're not putting it into it as you are, like, that God. So they're not placing it as God is the reason why you're doing good. You're doing good, or you're doing whatever. You're telling the truth because morally, you're telling the truth, and you're telling the truth under oath, under the eyes of God. So how you, if you lie, you're lying under the eyes of God. In God we trust, not in God making us do what we do. So if we're not saying God makes us good, makes us do good things, we can't say the devil makes us do bad things. We're doing good things under the eyes of the Lord.
Don't get me wrong. I totally understand that that is the proper interpretation of those statements. My issue is, though, in the eyes of the law, language is everything. And I totally feel if you find a good lawyer,
there's no God, there's no language of God in the law.
Yeah, there is.
Where?
Well, first of all, every time you have to swear under oath under to a Bible, right?
Yeah. Well, you have to put your hand on the Bible, but that's not language. That's a gesture.
Okay, but it's written in the.
Okay, but before we get into whether God's real and whether.
But no, and to do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but truth to help you, God, is that's Michael Wolff and Law and Order. That's you go, if you've been in court in Canada, you've never heard anybody say that to you. The word of God and religion is not written into law. Law is written into law. The symbolism of God is used. In and around government and law.
They make you swear on a Bible because back there used to be a day when that was actually scared you into telling the truth.
And now that's just tradition. That's just a gesture.
Yeah.
I know.
Because half people doing it don't even believe in the Bible.
I completely agree. But I just think it's funny that and I do believe you're wrong, Will, in the sense that God definitely is included in a lot of law text and stuff. I don't think it's like it's what's the word I'm even thinking of right now. I don't think like it's taken literally anymore, but
I don't think there's any God or any religious written into any religious, unless it's a law about religion. I don't think there's any religion used in law, right? There may be,
or there's not supposed to be.
No.
Yeah.
And I think
they might make you swear on shit. I know. Maybe you know what? Maybe hey, make that a topic and let's fucking battle it out.
Yeah. Sorry to hijack your.
Does God exist in the law system?
Good call.
No, you didn't hijack at all. I think that's valid, man. I think it's valid, especially because we're talking about all these cases.
Yeah.
Right. So it totally makes sense. So this is the audio recording at the end of Conjuring, the new one that made it. This is supposed to be the real. The real exorcism of David, the little boy.
With the Warrens?
Yes. So,
okay.
Sorry. Here you go.
I love the Warrens, bro.
So that was supposed to be some clips of that. I know you don't believe in the Warrens and shit like that, but I still thought that was
I believe they existed.
Creepy. So
I believe the Warrens existed. That was a creepy.
A couple other cases creepy, that the Warrens were a part of and that we've actually probably heard of. Was Annabelle, which I mean, we've probably only heard of it through the movies. According to the Warrens in 1968, two roommates claimed their Raggedy Ann doll was possessed by a spirit of a young girl named Annabelle. The Warrens took the doll and put it on display in their family's occult museum. So if Will wanted to argue the merits of capitalism in the Warrens, they had a museum of the shit. So I mean,
huge museum.
One that I didn't know also was Amityville. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're the ones that. So basic. Okay, so.
So let me just read my thing, and then if you have some shit to add to it for me, because it's short. Probably best known for their involvement in the 1975 Amityville Horror, in which a couple claimed their New York house was haunted by a violent demonic presence, so intense it drove them out of their home. There are many who called the case a hoax, and it was said to be refuted by eyewitnesses, investigations, and forensic evidence. They said the occupants all invented the horror story over many bottles of wine.
Yeah, that's what I heard about the Amityville Horror. Yeah. And I heard that I guess they're the Warrens are their main characters in the Amityville movie.
Yes. They're the Conjuring universe is all their cases.
Yeah.
So now, they are the main people in that. And I love the Conjuring. I like the movies. I'm sorry.
I mean,
movie wise. I'm not saying it's real. I'm just saying that movie wise.
I love the Avengers. I love the whole Marvel Cinematic
Exactly.
Universe.
Ain't none of it real.
None of it's real, right?
Yo, I love the pictures NASA puts up of moon. No, I'm just playing.
No, you weren't.
I had to throw that in. Yo, man, I love the moon landing. You know how they did that 50 years ago. Anyway, so
and not to say that none of this is real. Like, at the end of the day, I wasn't there for any of it. I know a lot of the stuff that the Warrens put the Warrens are really, I don't think they're snake oil salesmen, but I feel like they're very, very, very good at what they
I know a lot of people who are into Reiki and mediumship and all that shit, and I don't want to just like say, especially to my friends, that they're just straight liars or anything, you know what I mean? So hey man, maybe there is some sort of energy around there. I will say this, I've watched horror movies my whole life. I get creeped out mad fucking easy. I've lived in my own house for years. I ain't never seen nothing. I've tried to invite it. Like, I want to see, like, if this shit's real, show me. And none of it's ever showed me anything ever. Like, everybody I know is like, yo, man, when I was 8, picture flew off the wall. Not to me. I ain't never heard a voice. I ain't never seen a picture fall. I ain't never seen a fucking figure at the end of my bed. I ain't never seen shit, nigga. I just, and I've always lived on my own, only child. I ain't never had no one around me fucking by my goddamn self. If anybody could have invented a motherfucking ghost, it would
have
been me.
You didn't have imaginary friends or nothing?
No.
What did, as an only child, you didn't have imaginary friends?
No, nigga, I'm too strong. I don't need that shit.
My man said, I'm too strong.
Nigga, I'm playing by my fucking self. Yeah.
I'm Diesel. I'm the most Diesel 6-year-old on the block.
I don't need nobody. Put me on that fucking show alone.
Yeah, he had an imaginary friend and he killed him. That's how tough that nigga was.
Right? I shanked him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I was talking shit, so
I wasn't ready to share them toys, nigga. I wasn't ready to share them toys.
Those little G.I. Joe knives. I made a shank out of my fucking Thundercat sword.
This is kind of like a little bit of my conclusion now. When it comes to the medical community, of course, you won't find demonic possession recognized by the DSM-5. And I actually have a DSM-5. Adri told me to bring it up. I didn't. That's the medical journal, the official one. It's downstairs. So the DSM-5 indicates that personality states of dissociative identity disorder may be interpreted as possession in some cultures. And instances of spiritual possession are usually the result of trauma, suggesting that many of it comes from mental distress. Excuse me. They call it possessive trance disorder and say that people who believe in demonic possession are usually conflating symptoms associated with physical or mental illnesses, including hysteria, Tourette syndrome, epilepsy, schizophrenia, and dissociative identity disorder. Now I'm going to play a tape of what a schizophrenic hears. Would you think you were possessed? In this clip, it shows a man living out his day, because you know when you hear about a schizophrenic, like, they don't always hear the voices. So it's kind of a weird video, because in the beginning, he's just living out his day normal and he takes a nap. And this is kind of what he sees upon waking up from his nap.
And they say, just to add in before we push play, a schizophrenic doesn't hear voices. The voices are just there. So it's not like you hear me talking to you.
No.
It's like they quote unquote hear the voices, but they don't really like hear like the audible voices, but they hear the voices.
So you see, so this like is,
wait.
Go on. So yeah, this is what sense? You're hearing in your head. You're not.
Yeah.
No, I think they are hearing it too, because I think they call these auditory hallucinations. So no, they might not be there, because a hallucination is not there.
But they're hearing it in their head, but not in this, but they say it's like they hear it in their head, but not in the same way they would hear someone speaking.
There's multiple things that happens with schizophrenia. There is like the like what you call the auditory delusion or hallucinations, where you actually
hallucinations.
You actually do hear an actual voice. But then there is,
you're hearing.
Yeah, so you're actually like, there is an auditorial reaction in your head that your brain actually does hear
something.
Thinks
like it's hearing something.
And then there are delusions where you're like, you end up feeling like, oh, the government's after me. Now, that's not like a voice saying, hey, the government's coming to get you. Like, you just start having these.
No, that's something different. Yeah, that's
no, that's like that's anxiety and paranoia and shit like that. That's paranoia.
It's, like, it's delusions, right?
When I smoke weed.
But anyways, tell well, me, tell me.
Be. I don't know.
Tell me, yo, this shit would, this would be a nightmare, man. Like, honestly, I gotta be honest. Like, sometimes I'm afraid of, like, getting old and, like, not being able to walk and shit, but kind of having mind ailments is, like, my real, no, I'm serious. When I'm old, I'm not fucking around right now.
Things, it's just one of those things. It was just like,
I couldn't even imagine if this was my life. Like, every time I open my eyes, I don't know what I'm gonna get. So tell me if you would think you were possessed in this kind of a situation. This is kind of creepy, too. So this is him waking up after just a random nap and shit. So I don't know, man. That so would, wait, could
but
you...
was that like who made that?
I don't know.
Like, how do they know?
I, you know, I don't.
Well, because I've got the idea to look this up from. There was an actual. I wish I could find it. I didn't have time, but there are actual like organizations that have made videos that. They mimic this, where this, it's kind of this situation where he's hearing just a bombardment of ideas and bad and good and like all kinds of shit. So,
they like, is this is from research and actually like talking with actual
schizophrenics. Yeah, exactly. And what they hear and like compiling it into, I'm sure you're never going to get exactly right what they would, but
I don't know, man. So you think for every medication, right? Like I bet you like the whole eerie, like echoey sound probably isn't normal for every schizophrenic.
No, and they had a little bit of, they had a little bit of an audio track, like a mood music over that, right? Yeah. So just picture that bone, but just like, yeah, no, and like just telling you to do shit. I don't want that. I really don't want any kind of shit like that. Yo, so the questions I pose to you,
having that shit before they had the medication for that shit though.
Yeah, like back in the day, that's why those people would just be like raving, right? Like,
that's how that motherfucker, that dude that cut off that dude's head on the Greyhound.
Yeah, yeah. Because it, and think of the cycle of it, right? Like you take the medication, so you think you're better. So then all of a sudden you're like, wait, maybe I can. The medication makes me feel shitty, and I don't have these problems no more. And it's just like an endless cycle of going off your shit because you think you're good. And then now everybody has to try to convince you that you're not. I don't know. I wish, like, I hope if anything happened, like, I want to say to myself, I would just take the medication every day. But then look, I think what if I thought I was fine? Like, fuck, if you can't convince me, you can't convince me. Yo, you know what I mean? So anyway,
you've seen a beautiful mind, right?
Yeah. I love that.
I think that would be the most scariest when, at least I'd rather have it in a situation where like, it feels like I'm crazy, but Imagine your hallucinations are very realistic. That you don't even realize that you're hallucinating. That would be terrifying. Like you have a
So like you're on the street talking about fucking pink aliens and you really think it's there. Like not like I'm going crazy, but like no, it's there. You can't see it. Like that would be crazy.
No, even worse is I'm like or if no, I was like yo, every weekend if, like, I do this this every Monday I do this podcast with Idol and and Will, and my wife is like, who the fuck is Idol and Will? I'm like, yo, I do the podcast with them every Monday. Like, what are you
That'd
talking about?
That'd be fucked up. After doing it for all this time and like, having all these references of who we are.
Yeah, and it's like that.
And then you'd be like straight up movie shit where you like pull up to at the comic store and it's like not even a comic store. You're like, whoa, what the fuck?
Right?
What but you know what?
Right? That's
what's that Leonardo DiCaprio movie? With the dude that's the Hulk. What's that movie called?
Shutter Island?
Yeah, Shutter Island. That made me question my own sanity. Yeah, I saw like, that what, for the first I time. In? I was like, but I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like I had a good week where I didn't smoke. I didn't do shit. I was like, yo, I didn't drink. I'm like, I had to make sure I'm in the right mind. Cause I don't know, like, cause that's like that's a whole delusion. Your life is a delusion. And the delusion was just your brain compensating for a huge trauma. So could you imagine we think we're doing this podcast? Really, we're sitting in the hospital right now, mumbling to ourselves in a padded room. Yeah. We're not really talking with
That'd
each other.
That'd be fucked up.
But no, what's even crazier
to
is
wake
like
up just, all of a sudden and have a moment of clarity and you're really in a padded room.
But no.
Like that would be fucked up. Like everything. Like, yo.
But I think it's even worse because like imagine the rest of your life is actually pretty normal. And that's how the beautiful mind is, right? Like. He goes to work every day. He thinks, but like he just had, like he was in college and he was actually going to college, but he had a roommate that was actually just in his head, and that was his big delusion that he had. That was like the one that you can actually like decipher, right? But
it's Tyler Durden all
over. Or even other kind of like delusions. Like I had a friend who actually kind of, and of course I would never ever shout out anybody, but I actually had a friend who kind of had a couple problems like that, and he really thought he like it was more of kind of a music slant, and he really thought he was doing big things, man. And actually be like, yo, guy, you're not. You know, and it must be like that, like, oh man, like, oh,
yeah. But that was from trauma too. If we're talking about the same person, like that was from a recent trauma with him too, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes your brain overcompensates for that trauma.
Yeah, and tries to put you in a frame. Yeah. So in conclusion, I do have a couple questions. We can go over one or we can go over all. I'll read them all out and then you guys can tell me which are the most interesting. But the first one is, are God and spirits real? Okay, so is that shit even real? Is demonic possession real? Why are schizophrenic voices always dark? You know what I mean? Like, it's always like telling you to do evil. I don't get that. Like, but then again, that must come with the trauma. Have you ever seen evil? So, right, so, what, so we can start out with our God and spirits.
I really feel like you should have just asked one. We can answer your
question. No, okay.
Sorry, my bad. Are God and spirits real?
Let's do a quick take.
Is this a yes or no question?
Well, no, quick take. You can take a minute.
To me, not in the traditional sense of God and spirits, like there's a God that sits under the throne and created the world in 7 days and tells everybody what to do or whatever like that. But like I feel like everyone's connected spiritually in some way, if you want to call it spiritually, if you want to call it, you know, metaphysically or whatever, but I don't believe in
energy.
Yeah, I don't believe in the religious style of God or spirituality.
I'm with Thaddeus on it. I feel, but I do say unequivocally. I don't know if I'm using that one the right way. That might be the name of this.
That
one.
That might be bipartisan.
Yes, might be bipartisan. I do feel like God or the Creator, whatever you want to call him, is real, 100%, and spirits are real.
So then you think that everything that you see around us is created.
Do you go as far as to reject evolution?
No. Or do you?
I reject some forms of evolution. I don't feel like we came from monkeys.
But evolution doesn't even say we came from monkeys.
I think we had that conversation. But I don't reject evolution. No. Okay. I'm not a creationist or an evolutionist. I'm a realist, you know?
Yeah, where how could you ever fucking know?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Like, how could you ever know? Like, some of the things, like, sorry to say to people who even, like, believe, like, or where they're just like, oh, no, science. Like, that is faith. Like, I hope they realize that, because no one could be around to tell you about a Big Bang, man. Like, I don't give a fuck what they say they know. They couldn't know.
And in the last how many years?
I know Fatty hates that whole fucking notion.
I do,
right? So we're just learning. No, I'm
okay. Like for instance, the Big Bang Theory is a theory. Like, and it is just that. It's a theory. Like,
yeah,
it might be the most reasonable explanation I've heard. Do I believe it wholeheartedly? Fuck no. Like, nobody really knows that shit. But is it a good?
Yeah, because who can?
It's a good scientific attempt, but it's a theory.
All right, next question.
Yeah. So we'll stick on spirits and shit. So for me, I'm kind of with Thaddy. I don't really believe in a traditional religion. I believe in some, there's got to be some sort of energy. Like something had to start or end or how or what? Yeah. Like, it's so fun. Yo, that question actually bothers me. Like, just how did it start? Like, what the fuck? Like, anyway. So the next one is demonic possession real in any form? Now, if you don't believe in spirits or God, maybe this is an easy question. Can you be possessed by your own thoughts?
100%. I think it's as real as like schizophrenia is real. Like the reality of what the rest of the world might not be the same as your reality, but if you ask a schizophrenic, it's like schizophrenia is real. So being possessed is as real as it is in your head. But I don't personally believe there's, you know, one of Satan's minions have come into your body to take over. Like, that's not real. But the possession and the the actual effect that has on you is real.
I wouldn't say that all of these are real, but being someone that believes in spirits and spirituality, and there's a reason why spirituality was along far longer than organized religion, and these type of things have been around far longer than organized religion. I mean, at one point it could have been a tumor, and no one was advanced enough to know it was a tumor. At one point, it could have been something different. All I know is I don't know 100%. I know spiritually you can't be haunted, you can't get haunted. You know what I'm saying? And I don't invite no duppy, no bad juju, no nothing. I won't mock it or invite it. So I feel like there could be something to it. I don't know if it's the organized way, but I mean, at the end of the day, how we see it, or the church sees it now, is just based off of the church's faith. So they're putting their interpretation on something that, if people in Africa, in whatever BC would have seen the same thing and equated that to whatever they believed in, or Aboriginal people in North America in something BC before colonization, if they saw something like that and what they would equate it to, and I guess the church organized religion wise equated to that. So I do feel like there can be some substance behind it.
Yeah, I think
these seem so common and
the thing that similar. The thing that I don't like about it, and the reason why I think you could be possessed by your own thoughts, like, but the idea of like this being, but just even the cliche, like they always speak this certain way, like it's like you have to almost be religious to eat for it to even happen to you, like, you know what I mean? So,
think about this, sorry to interrupt, but goddamn, I was choked on saliva.
Don't mock it.
That
was a demon choking you.
It was, yeah.
That was a force choke.
So, it kind of felt good. My nipples got hurt.
See, I knew he was, this nigga's nothing. That's why that ghost won't fuck with you. You know what I know how gross I am? This is how gross I am, nigga. I was like, yo, if I woke up all of a sudden in a padded room, like, all those times I nutted, like, there'd be a lot of nut in the room. like, they just have to come in and clean me up daily, nigga. Because I'm having vivid dreams over here that I'm smashing the shit.
And you just wet dreaming up your fucking pad.
They'd hate
room,
me in the motherfucker. They'd just be like, oh my God, this nigga again? He's at it again.
But like you were saying, to interrupt, so this is these possession, everything like that, but the possession always falls along and follows the I guess you could say, like, the template of the Catholic Church, which is weird. If you think about it, God demons. And Satan are supposed to be ancient. Like, this shit didn't happen while we were on the earth, right? Yeah. So why they all speak the same way? Why they're speaking Latin? Why wouldn't they speak a language that was around before any of us were around if they're ancient? You dig what I'm saying? So yeah.
Well, I guess they spoke that.
And why wouldn't they just make you, like, pick up a gun? Why wouldn't they just, what's that?
Well, that one dude did, like, choke his poodle.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless after that was tearing a euphemism his girl's face for off. Masturbation. Was that a euphemism for masturbation? Like, if he was choking
this, just choking this poodle. The poodle. To death, though? Ouch.
There was that dude. Did you hear about that dude that was high on heroin and jacked off for so long, he's, all the skin and everything was off his dick?
Wow.
That's either that or my dad told me that shit, and that's the same way from heroin. Because it worked.
I think when you're that high on heroin, you're not doing anything that physically rigorous.
Have you guys ever been offered a needle of heroin? I want to know how motherfuckers become addicts, because I've never been in the situation someone's like, yo.
I find that heroin usually is like gateway. Not heroin is the gateway drug, but you have to be like fucking. Like, you're usually sitting around a room at 3 a.m. fucking with people busting rails, smoking shit, and then that one pulls it out, and you're so fucked up, you try it. Like, that's the only way, trust me. There ain't no UFC fights where niggas are like, yo, come to the bathroom, nigga. And then, like, skeeting the needle and shit. Like, that.
or in the bathroom or the playground at your school, like they told us in the fucking 90s commercials, bro. I thought someone was going to lift over a trash can lid. There's going to be 17 different types of drugs on there, but keep going.
So, speaking of people offering you heroin and trying to get you hooked hopelessly for life, have you guys ever seen Real Evil? Like, do you think you've seen it with your eyes?
Not in spirit form, but in...
No, I've like, seen, even in people. Like, I've do you think evil exists?
I don't think they're possessed. Oh, yeah. I don't think these people were possessed, but I've seen evil. Like, I mean, you just turn on the news anytime today. This motherfucker, this kid got out of jail in Chicago and got shot 64 times. To put 64 bullets into somebody with your fucking homies is pure evil, regardless of what that dude did. You know what I'm saying? Like... I've seen, yeah.
So, but what if you do it in war?
If you do it in war, if war is your blanket to take a life,
then you're still evil.
Your morality is kind of thin. That blanket may be an Afghan.
Yo, I know.
No pun intended.
I know a couple of like homeboys that were child soldiers, and I swear to God, they're like some of the nicest, most morally like. Adjust people I've ever met, like, and they straight up murdered hundreds of people, and I would never in a million years call them evil. Like,
so what? So then what? That's my point. Like, what is evil?
I think we got to answer that question first before you can answer. Have I seen evil? Because I don't. What's the definition of evil? I, you know, like I said, I think I was telling Will that I was watching Ninja Turtles 2, and I was like, what a terrible, like, you know, like the old...
Good stuff says doing evil and being evil are two different things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you do evil, you still see evil.
So, but, okay, so then where does, so what, so then what is, okay, so...
Good people do evil things. Just like evil people do good things.
So it's here's my question. What if you say that because like a dude got shot 64 times as like kind of evil? And I agree with you. I agree. Mm-hmm. But like I ate like 64 chickens like in the last 2 months. Mm-hmm. Are animals exempt?
Depends on whose morality, who finds it to be evil. I can say I've seen evil. Right? Evil is an evil, apart from the prime, I feel like there's a prime objective with morality to do unto others as they would do unto you. That's like the prime objective morality. That's like, I feel like that's what every religion is based off, that one pinpoint, and then it gets blown up and bastardized. Do unto others as they would do unto you.
So without religion, which you don't believe in.
I don't believe in the organization of religion.
Because they're the ones who even gave you that idea. Without it, did evil exist?
To give me the idea of what morality?
Do unto others as they would do unto you.
No, I was born with that. I didn't get that from religion. I didn't get that from religion. Have you ever seen a small child accidentally hurt something? A small child, 1 year old, accidentally hurts a cat or a puppy. Has no idea about religion or morality or anything like that. You can see remorse in this child's eyes. I seen a child cry. What did he do? He did something to the cat. And mm-hmm. the cat went, argh! And took off. And the cat was hurt. And this child cried. You saw the remorse in this child's eyes.
Is that because he had already forged a relationship with said cat?
Yeah, probably.
And I've also seen a child fuck up as a small animal and not give a fuck. I don't know.
And this is kind of what goes on with the question, because Mr. Goodstuff says in the chat, and that's why I said, does it extend to animals? Because I've listened to plenty of vegan debates, and they would call all three of us evil.
Right. And there's a point where if you look at, have you seen evil as a black or white thing and not as certain points of evil being subjective? Because if I eat a burger, I don't feel any type of, I don't feel immoral after eating a burger. But like you said, there's vegan debates that show us that will say, well, you're evil. That's where the evil becomes subjective.
Well, is a lion eating a wildebeest evil?
No, that's why it's almost like, well, then is a per, I guess a person eating a person is evil, but is it?
I don't think if this was the
wild jungle, like maybe I guess that's why we're civilized, supposedly.
Nigga, if this was the wild jungle, eat a berry. Don't eat berry.
Yeah, but fuck, niggas eat like someone else will eat berry. Like I need protein.
I don't think cannibalism was really a thing. I think that's what they told white people to.
Oh, I'm not saying that. No. Sorry, I'm not saying. I'm just saying that before a time where you've been told it was evil, that was just a way to survive. It wasn't evil.
Eating niggas?
Yeah. Good stuff says, yo, leave Barry alone. He's a good dude.
It's tasty too.
Like I said, evil is subjective. You could say the only thing I can say to that question is I've seen what I've considered to be evil.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can answer that question.
So if evil is subjective, then it exists and it doesn't.
Right. Yeah. It's, I mean,
okay, that's no, that, that, world, that yeah. I agree with.
It exists and it doesn't, but
that does. I agree with.
You know, it does and it doesn't. It depends on who's looking at it. But I feel like based on people's, a regular person's moralities, you've probably seen and witnessed evil at some point in your life.
Yeah.
Not to say that the person who did evil was evil. If someone fucking harmed my fucking family, I'd do some evil shit. Not an evil person.
Yeah, and you know what? You'd get a large community of people that would probably say what you're doing is not evil. Because, you know, you're protecting your family or you're avenging your family.
Because they did something to your family.
Yeah, like,
but then that's their perception, right? But at the end of the day, the community of people would be wrong. What I did was evil. I'm just not an evil person, but I did some evil shit. Evil isn't subject. Evil doesn't change because of how or the reasons that was behind it. Murder is evil. Well, no, there's no justification.
So then you think murder. That there. Hold on, you think everybody on the battlefield's evil then?
Yeah, everybody on the battlefield is evil.
Wow,
you're doing something
that's
evil.
Interesting.
If you kill somebody, that's an act of evil.
So it's self-defense.
It doesn't mean
evil?
You're an evil person. Yeah, no, if you kill someone, the act of murder is evil.
Okay, so if someone's trying to kill you and the only way to stop them is to, like...
I could answer it in a longer way. I said yes. I could answer it in a longer way, too. I said yes. It doesn't mean you're an evil person. But at the end of the day, when it's self-defense and you kill someone, you may sit there and be like, well, it was self-defense. I don't care. You're sitting with, well, there's... Daddy.
Okay, this time there was a reason.
I saw the door. I saw his door open, and I looked behind me. So no, but at the end of the day, you're living with that act, and you don't feel good about that act. I don't care who you are, even if it's self-defense, you may have some sort of justification where it's like, well, it was either him or me, but you're still living with that. Fuck, it was him. I have to live with that on my conscience now. I took another human being's life, regardless. That's why a lot of soldiers have PTSD, because they seen that shit and they had to do that shit, and that's not them. They're not evil, and these acts have them thinking of the evil shit that they did. That's why they have PTSD. These niggas that we know that were child soldiers have nightmares at night because they're not evil people, but they know of the evils that they had to do. They were forced to do these evils. It wasn't even by choice, and that torments them more. If there was no evil, this would not torment them. They'd be like, well, I had to do it. It's all done good. We've seen niggas get drunk and bawl their eyes out because they cannot get over what they did when they're in the Sudan or then they're in the Congo or wherever the fuck they were, because they were child soldiers. Evil exists. Doesn't mean you're an evil person. It doesn't mean that it persists, but evil definitely exists. And if you kill someone, regardless of the reason, you did an evil act. The ends don't justify the means, but the means could have been survival. Yeah, that's my rant.
I feel like I know lots of people who have done some shit in self-defense, man, and they sleeping good right now. Like, I agree with you, like, as far as, like, and Good Stuff kind of made a good point here. He said it's the PTSD because they shouldn't have been there, which wasn't self-defense, right? Like, when you're in a war, you know that you're just trying to advance, like, empire, and you're killing people to do it.
But even like they shouldn't have been there or just seeing the shit. Like even like they I think
there's plenty of store owners who had to gun down robbers and they ain't tormented. I don't know. That's just my belief. Maybe they are though.
You know what? Even like in that situation to be like, fuck, like what why did it even have to come to that?
So here's my next question. The people who are sleeping fine, mm-hmm. is there something wrong with them?
No, they're just really good at compartmentalizing. And at some point, they won't sleep fine.
I disagree.
I don't know if I agree 100. But, I mean, there's going to be no empirical proof of it. So.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's pretty
much... This is just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I respect it 100%.
Like, yeah, I have no proof. Unless we... I don't know. I don't even want to go down that road.
I don't know, man.
What's the last question?
What's that?
No, sorry. You
I think still answer, personally, I think that evil is subjective, and that's the reason why I think it exists, but it doesn't. I think if no one told you what evil was, you'd be living primally, and you would there would be nowhere to go afterwards. So you lived and survived how it was.
Scared to go to hell.
So we could coexist. We've come up with a moral framework, like, and mm-hmm. so which kind of helps everybody.
Can I ask a question? So Will, you think people? I mean, going back to like the killing of an animal, do you feel evil when you eat a burger?
No, that's why I said that. There's points where evil becomes subjective. There are.
So do you think?
Evil
so do you think
subjective.
The guy who provided you that burger is evil?
No.
Okay. Do you think?
No, I know. So then why? Because you just don't think killing of animals is taking life and not evil?
Well, if the animal's used for food and for the proper means. No, I don't feel that that's evil. And that's why I said that there comes to a point where there's evil becomes subjective.
But okay, so subjectively, nowadays, you actually could survive without killing living beings for sustenance.
I couldn't.
No, but I'm asking. With that fact, do you mm-hmm. feel anything?
When I eat a burger? No. But I'm pretty sure that a vegan or someone who does still feel strongly when it comes to that does. And they would consider what I've done evil, which I don't. And that's where the subjectiveness comes in.
See, I think it would be a very long conversation, but I do believe that because even me, I'm like obviously not a vegan, like obviously, mm-hmm. right? Like I'm eating fucking meat every day. Like, mm-hmm. but I do believe that I am doing something. I mean, it would almost be impossible to not think that you are just needlessly killing animals for taste. And the only real thing that I can come with up with in my mind is, and as bad as it sounds, I do not value the life of anything that is not human as much as humans. And that's really where the moral framework ends. So the evil,
well,
like I've...
That's, yeah. I mean, I don't value the life... I would say that I don't value the life of things that aren't human as much as I value the lives of humans. And then there's probably a pecking order of... the non-human things.
Exactly, because like you might you're not gonna kill a dog because he fucking pissed on your lawn, but you'll kill a bug just because he's like in your space.
Exactly.
Right?
That's where
like the dog disrespects your health
saying,
and you're like
that's why
you're
that's cool.
where it becomes a fly subjective. Just goes is in your area, nigga, you dead.
Is that where am I using subjective wrong? Because when I
no,
say subjective,
I think you're using it right.
I mean, like, what I mean.
No, I think
like,
you're using it correct. I just think that you're actually arguing that evil isn't real. It's subjective, but you won't
evil. I don't think evil is subjective. I think the perception of evil is subjective. Now, if evil is a finite thing, or if there is that one point of evil, then at the end of the day, we've conditioned ourselves and put ourselves and been through, we've conditioned ourselves to the point where we're past that now. So we're eating meat, we're squishing bugs, we're putting up things that...
No, but you're past it. Not we're, because there's a lot of people right now who would love to see you fucking choke on that steak.
Right, but I mean, no, as humans, we can all equate to something. I know vegans that have killed a mosquito. You dig what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, if you're gonna go to the steak, you gotta go to the buck, right? Then you gotta go to I know a lot of vegans that have jacked off, so you're spilling the seed now at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So if we get into that, so
I mean, that's to be fair, most vegans, they frame it into something that has a conscious experience.
Okay, so,
fine. Your semen has no conscious experience, so who cares?
Is fine, but that's just for the vegans, right? There's probably like so, but they're probably doing something that if we broke it down, like we're breaking down eating of meat, that would be in the prime. The common denominator is evil. You know what I'm saying? If you broke it down to the prime
directive, whatever it is, or whatever the fucking the prime the it's base if you yeah, broke it down base, to its base
base is evil, right? And that's why I say all of us, because I feel like all humans as a whole have been conditioned to get past some kind of archaic evil, which ultimately may get to those pearly gates and they may be holding up a scale and being like, no, that was evil, and you'd be like, but no, I only did it because, and he's like, no, sorry bro, that was evil, I'm sorry.
I think
you know when you made fun of that kid, you know when you made fun of that kid with the cleft lip and you laughed a little bit, oh, that was evil. You know, like at the end of the day, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? But
I think
good stuff said, this motherfucker just brought sperm abuse into the mix. I'm definitely evil.
Yo, but the more this conversation goes on, the more I actually feel like the evil doesn't exist. The only thing that can be evil is your intention.
It doesn't.
Like, no action on its own can be evil. Like, killing something is not evil. It's why you kill it that becomes evil, right? Like, for instance...
So, if you kill...
We gotta put a pin in that. That's a whole different
episode. No, but we kill viruses, right?
We're at the hour and a half mark now.
Is that evil?
Right. We're at the hour and a half mark now. We got to put a pin in that. So that's like, right.
But all I would say is this, as far as I think that you are not being morally genuine if you don't say that you're committing some sort of harm by eating those burgers. And that's just my belief at this point.
What do you mean not committing some sort of, I never said I wasn't committing any type of harm. I said, I don't feel evil.
Yeah, you should. But I mean, my point is you should feel weird.
I should feel weird eating the burger.
No, I don't. You know why? Because, like I said, I don't I don't value animals as much as humans, and I don't.
This thing and
I
don't.
And
I
listen. I believe I value
way.
Anything with a conscious experience, and I don't believe that we can prove that animals are having the same conscious experience that we are.
So how come it's cool when you say that shit? Because I said this exact same thing, and you just said I should.
No,
feel
because I'm
way,
because
no,
I'm
no,
biting like, because I'm biting the bullet. I'm biting the bullet that evil's being committed by me eating the burger. I'm just saying I don't give a fuck.
That's what I said.
You said it wasn't evil.
No, I said I don't feel like I'm doing any evil, and I don't feel it.
And
type
I'm saying
of way,
I do.
But at the same
That's
time, so you feel so okay. So I don't feel as evil and don't feel a way, and you feel evil and don't care.
No, I'm just
yeah. You
listen,
just
I'm
said
not
that.
Saying,
You're
no,
Skeletor,
I'm not saying
nigga.
It. Listen, listen,
nigga,
listen,
you
listen,
are
listen.
Skeletor.
No,
you,
listen.
Yes, you are.
What
Dr.
I'm saying.
Evil.
No. What I'm saying is that I've come to the conclusion that. It sucks,
it's
but the reality is that animals are being genocided at a great rate so that I can eat a delicious steak. I accept that. That's the difference that you I know you're trying to straw man me and something else. I accept. Even though I'm saying I don't care.
I'm trying to strong man you into saying I said the same shit.
You didn't. You said I don't feel evil at all. You practically you jacked off at the notion. You were just like, yo, I'm eating burgers. Oh shit, yeah.
Burgers. Ew, I did not jack off while eating a burger.
Not while
already,
eating it, just at the thought of it. That's how much you don't give a fuck.
Bad aim, nigga. I don't want to fucking mess up on that.
Shit.
Did you have one more? Have you seen evil as a last? I don't. Have you seen evil then? Like, just yes or no then? I mean, I guess you can say yes every time you fucking fire the grill up.
You know
what?
What
have you seen?
Yeah, I guess. Shit, man. Evil every time. No, I'm just
your barbecue
no,
is hell.
But I'm not saying that. I'm just saying but I'm willing to bite on the fact that if good stuff says genocide doesn't have a breeding program, which yeah, I guess not. I guess we couldn't call it the genocide.
Genocide doesn't have a what?
A breeding program.
Well,
Depends on what they're being bred for.
Yeah. I'm not.
Anyways.
I'm cool. We're not getting into.
Thank you. Thank you guys for fucking listening to my whole presentation. I know it was a little bit shaky with the videos and stuff, but I do think hope it was entertaining, and thanks for what's the word when you're humoring my questions about demonic possession.
Man, hold on.
Mr. Goodstuff says best TED Talk ever. Thanks, Mr. Goodstuff. I knew that would bring up some good moral questions at the end, so that's why I went with that one.
Did you know that Budweiser is gluten-free? It's always has been.
I didn't know it was always. How? Yeah. Hops and shit is not.
It's from barley.
I think it's rice or something like that. I think it's not from barley. I think it's from rice. I can't remember.
Oh.
There's a little known fact that I got from somewhere and then went about my business. Anyways, thank you very much, Idol. That was actually pretty dope. I thought we were going to go a different way, so I focused more on the Warrens than the demonic possession. I thought we were going down a different path. I had a whole bunch of pow, 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 pew,
we could always talk about them specifically. I just brought up a couple of their cases. If we want to say real or fake and have a smoke about it, hey, I'm still with it.
Yeah, I'm down to have a smoke about the Warrens. It's still not going to have me watching any type of demonic possession, nothing in my house. But this was actually, when I say this was actually a good one, it kind of diminishes the idea that.
No, they've all been good, but I get what you mean.
This was definitely a good one. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was very entertaining. It was creepy as fuck. And it got us talking about morals. And it got me scared to invite you Majestic over for a barbecue, my nigga.
Majestic Botanical says that was dope, but I'm going to clear the house now.
Yeah, she going to burn some sage.
Yeah, she had it already ready. Yeah. Even when I told her the topic, she already had it ready.
I'm going to get Sassy to burn some sage, too, because I don't like that shit in my ear holes. But yeah, that was dope. This is episode 143?
4 or 5?
Oh shit, 44. This is episode 144. I forgot to put it at the beginning, so I'm about to say it now. Before we plug our shit, you can become a patron and get exclusive mini episodes, exclusive episodes, drops, merchandise, all that good shit. If you go over to patreon.com/ All the Smoke Podcast, don't forget www.iwantthesmokepodcast.com, All the Smoke Pod on Twitter, and _ I Want All the Smoke on Instagram. That's where you can find us. Please, we are a lot of this research. It does take a lot of time, and we are three gainfully employed brothers who have a lot more lives outside of this. So I hate to beg, but I ain't too proud to beg. We're the TLC RIP Left Eye. If you jump on to the Patreon, I'm changing it so no matter what level of patron you are, you will have access to all the exclusives. So if you want to do for $3, if you want to do for $12, you have exclusive, you have the access to all of it, and we appreciate you if you do so. And YouTube, yeah, bam, 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 bam. Where can they find you? Pow, pow,
pow. Yo, it is your boy Idol. I am on all streaming platforms as Idol, as well as Facebook at Idolverse. If you're looking for me at Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, or anything else.
Yo, it's your boy Jay Thaddeus. You can find me at google.com, www.google.com.
Yeah.
Google me, baby. You can find me.
There we go. Now
I actually now I found that sounds. I found that Kawhi clip, and I think I'm bringing it to the meme in the stream.
The Google me, baby?
Yeah, I didn't know what it was from. I did not know what it was from.
I thought it was just Daddy. It's Kawhi Leonard?
No, I think I mixed. I think I took the Google, but the baby part is definitely Kawhi. What it do, baby? And I think I just.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Baby says what it do, yeah. Baby, not Google me, baby. You're right.
Yeah. You can find me with Illuminati everywhere.
Giuliani.
Well, Illuminati Giuliani, the mayor. Thank you very much for tuning in. This has been I Want All the Smoke, episode 144, and we'll catch y'all next week.
Peace. Have a great night, y'all. Peace.